30-year-old Jessica O'Quinn doesn't qualify for Medicaid and is too poor to get tax credits under the federal exchange. She recently got sick and had to go to the hospital.
They asked me if I was on any kind of insurance, and I said no. And now I know that I'm going to get billed for a lot of money I can't pay.
Advocates for expansion say about 481,000 Georgians fall into that same coverage gap. And 44% of them are young adults. Cindy Zeldin is with Georgians for a Healthy Future.
It's real, and the consequences are becoming more and more evident every day, and it's putting us behind as a state.
Governor Nathan Deal remains opposed to traditional Medicaid expansion. But as neighboring states like Tennessee consider crafting their own plans, he says,
we have not found one that we thought fit our situation yet. But a good bit of what the options are, in my opinion at least, hinge on the Supreme Court decision about the constitutionality of the subsidies in the exchange programs.
If the high court rules subsidies in states like Georgia with a federal exchange are illegal, hundreds of thousands of Georgians could lose coverage. A few Republican senators are discussing whether Georgia should create its own plan. Other GOP legislators remain opposed. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capital.